The Symbolism to the Reality, by Krishna's Mercy. Quote, it is said in the Vedic literature that innumerable universes issue forth when Mahavishnu exhales in his yoga nidra, and innumerable universes enter his body when he again inhales. We have to imagine that these universes, which, according to our limited knowledge, are expanded unlimitedly, are so great that the gross ingredients, the five elements of the cosmic manifestation, namely earth, water, fire, air and sky, are not only within the universe, but are covering the universe in seven layers, each layer 10 times bigger than the previous one. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 2, Chapter 32. Give me a specific project to do and I'm okay. Straightforward and matching my skill set. It doesn't necessarily have to be simple. I'm not asking for the easy road. The only issue I have is with distractions. Different components, where you can't gather momentum in any direction. I have trouble seeing the big picture from the beginning. Let someone else design and I will help build. Indeed, projects can become complicated rather quickly. For instance, how to build a skyscraper. A person may know how to lay down concrete, put up walls, cut glass and so forth, but these are different components to a larger model. A person has to have the vision of the final product and how the different tasks help towards meeting the objective. Just imagine the complexity to creating the entire universe. Take something like the sun. A giant ball of fire, suspended in air, diffusing heat and light without burning out. No external power source and no sign of letting up. If the idea were to go to different places and collect the necessary energy, that by itself would be a nearly impossible task, with success not guaranteed. The sun is only one piece. Take the different planets and how they are populated. So many kinds of living entities, sustained in different ways. Some moving, some non-moving. Some are living in the water, others on land. Some can fly, while others cannot. Who could design such complexity? Who would have the strength necessary to do the work? Everything has to be held in place, through the force man has identified as gravity. Then everything has to be maintained. That is to say, the work does not end with creation. From consulting Vedic texts, whose authority is established through the validity of so many principles put into place that meet their stated objective, we learn that everything is generated through a single person. Not a new concept, as other spiritual traditions give similar attribution. The most common name used for addressing this person is God. The Vedas give more detail. It is indeed a person, but interestingly there isn't much effort. God in this feature has four arms and is beautifully adorned. He is not angry at anyone. Rather, he is always kindly disposed towards those who prefer his association. The ones who ignore him are left to the ways of karma, which is fruitive activity. That karma is a component of the material creation. That creation is due to Vishnu, but there isn't much effort expended. Vishnu simply lies down to rest, and through breathing everything manifests and dissolves. By exhaling there are so many universes generated. The reality is also highly symbolic. The most difficult work the mind can comprehend is accomplished effortlessly by the Supreme Lord. He is not agitated in the least. The fact is confirmed through so many other pastimes. When Brihamuni kicks Vishnu's chest as a test of supremacy, the Supreme Lord does not get angry at all. Instead, he is concerned that Brihu might have hurt his foot. Vishnu's avatar of Sri Rama easily defeats 14,000 of the most powerful fighters all by himself. As Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord lifts a massive hill and holds it on his pinky finger for 7 days to act as an umbrella. The one who effortlessly creates, maintains and destroys can also just as easily rescue the conditioned soul from the cycle of birth and death. The starting point is desire. Then a little effort is required. If the sentiment is genuine, if there is some attempt made, then the Supreme Lord takes it from there. This is why the chanting of the holy names is so powerful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hooray Rama, Rama Rama, hooray hooray. In closing. Okay with task simple and clear, but the complex ones to fear. To juggle this thing and that, never keeping focus exact. How then the universe came to be? One intelligent designer to foresee. From Veda's truth of Vishnu lying, creating while barely trying.